This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Okay? What it's trying to say here, before they actually came together, what? Physically. Okay? Sexually here, Mary was pregnant. How about that, ladies? Right? How many know today, in the natural, a man and a woman have to come together? Let me make a good point here. Not a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. How many hear me here today? It has to be a man and a woman, right? To come together where someone, a woman, can become pregnant. Amen. But here, we know that Joseph and Mary hadn't come together yet. Okay? They had not come together physically. All right? But all of a sudden, they find out what? That Mary is pregnant now, but she's pregnant by how? The Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? What is my title today? It's all divine, okay? So what I want you to see here, the first thing that really stands out to me is that this is what a divine incarnation. Can I get an amen? The seed that caused Mary to become pregnant. How many know you have to have a seed? The guys, we do that. Amen. We bring the seed to our wives, right? Joseph didn't do it. The Holy Spirit brought that seed through the Holy Spirit into Mary. Can you? Miraculous. Amen. Divine, right? Supernatural. So she becomes what? Pregnant because of the work of the Holy Spirit, not because of Joseph. All right. Now you can imagine this when this is all happening, what people begin to think, and not everybody knew this, of course, but eventually people would find out what's going on. But we go to what? Verse 19, and we understand here now where Joseph's at, okay? This kind of puts Joseph on the spot, all right, guys? You can maybe think about this today. It says Joseph then being what kind of a man? He was a just man. We got any just men here? All right, thank you. I got one, amen. I heard that one. I know that was Frank, amen. We know we're only just because of Jesus. He makes us just today, right? But he says that Joseph was what? He was a just man, and he didn't want to do what? Make Mary be a public example, right? He didn't want to bring shame or disgrace to Mary publicly, because now people are going to find out that what? Mary's pregnant. So what are people going to think? Oh, Joseph and Mary were fooling around. Hello. They're not even, you know, they're just engaged. They're promised to each other. They haven't really got married yet, and Mary's pregnant now. Oh, boy. News. Can you imagine? Because back then, you know, this was really something special and important. Today, that's like the norm. How many hear me today? Where people come together, and they're dating, whatever, and then all of a sudden, and unfortunately, we have teenagers that get what? Pregnant. And all of a sudden, it causes a big problem in the family. Can you imagine that, right? So-and-so is 16 years old or 17 years old, and she's pregnant. Oh, no. And that's what they believe Mary was. She was like maybe 16 years old, something like that. And some believe Joseph was maybe 18, 19 years old, okay? Both very young, right? How many know when we're 16 and 17, we're still growing. We're maturing. It's not time to have a baby. How many know that? We're still, you know, getting to adulthood, right? We're learning, but this is what happened here with Mary and Joseph. So Joseph, you can imagine, he's like, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're going to think I did this. How about it, guys? That I had sex with Mary already. But that's not what happened. Can I get a witness? Amen? It was what? Supernatural. It was divine, right? The Holy Spirit was involved in this. But picture where Joseph's mind is. So look at it, 19. He says, because he didn't want to make her a public example, he was minded to put her away privately. Meaning he was going to, he was thinking of secretly divorcing her. Wow. Separating from her, getting away from her, right? Because of now what? She's pregnant. Oh my God. The disgrace, the shame that would be brought to this family, right? Because now Mary is pregnant. You can imagine this had to be really difficult for Joseph, okay? We understand it wasn't easy for Mary either, but, you know, we're not going to get into that portion today. Maybe we'll talk about that next Sunday. We'll see what the Lord has. But this was a difficult time here for Joseph, and he was, his mind was racing because he didn't know what to do, really, because of what took place with Mary, right? So look at how God intervenes here, right? Verse 20, it says, but while he thought on these things, see, he was thinking about what to do, right? When we got a problem, we got to try to think what to do, right? How are we going to resolve this? So he's thinking, oh, I'm going to have to divorce myself from her. I'm going to have to leave her because I don't want her to look bad in front of everybody, right? So the Lord comes in on the scene. How many know God is always on time? Amen? Right? Verse 20 says, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Here we go again. This story is what? Divine. Amen. So now what does God do? He sends an angel to Joseph. Amen. In a dream. How many believe in angels today? They're real. Amen. Maybe some of us have had a visitation of an angel. I have not, okay? But I have had many dreams recently. When I have dreams, I don't usually remember them. But when I do, it's because God is trying to say something to me. Has anybody ever had that, right? Dreams are important today. We have to be careful with them, okay? We got to be careful. It's the Spirit of the Lord that's maybe trying to share something with us. It's not the pizza that we ate the night before. Can I get an amen? How many getting it? Because sometimes, you know, when you eat certain things late at night, whatever, you have all kinds of maybe crazy dreams, right? But God will give us dreams that he wants to speak to us. So here you can see the divine impartation here, what God does. He tries now here to help Joseph, right? Because this is really important what's going on. So an angel appears to Joseph. Amen, right? What a beautiful thing to have. An angel come to you, right? In this dream. And what does he tell Joseph? He says, I want you to fear not. Can I get an amen? There's a lot of fear nots in the Bible. How many know that? Over 300 of them. Today, if any of us are going through any kind of fear, you know what God is saying to you? Like he said to Joseph, fear not. Can I get an amen? He was in fear, right? He was troubled because of what had happened with Mary. So the angel says to him, fear not. Now he wants to do what? He's going to give him direction. How many need any direction today? God will give you direction as you need it. Amen. You got to ask him for it, right? But it's right here. Most of the direction we'll ever need is right in the Word of God. So what does the angel do? He gives him direction. He says, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. So he's telling him, don't think about divorcing her, leaving her. No, no, no. You're engaged, okay? Stay with her. He says, I want you not to fear. I want you to take Mary to be your wife because that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Here it is again. Sometimes God has to tell us something twice or three times. Can I get an amen? To make sure we get it. So here I want you to see this. Number two, I see here divine direction that came to Joseph. How many know God will give us divine direction when we need it? How many have ever had divine direction? You had a really big major problem and you had to seek God for the answer. And you know what? However God will do it and does it in different ways, he'll give you the answer when you seek him. Can I get an amen? Joseph got divine direction here because all this is divine that takes place with Jesus. Then I see here also, not only do we see divine incarnation, but he tells him here again, it says, that which is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Spirit. You know what I call that? This is divine conception. Can I get an amen? Right? So not only was she with the seed, she was incarnated, but then she was going to conceive because of what? the Holy Spirit that was working in Mary's life. Wow. Talk about what? Supernatural. Amen. Divine. The birth of Jesus here. Praise God. This should encourage us today by what he went through, that he's that close to us too now. Amen. When you need answers, when you need direction in your life, God is there. Amen. They didn't have the Bible like we do today. How many know that? Right? They had some books of the Old Testament. They had the Torah back then, right? But they didn't have the New Testament like me and you have today. How many know we're really blessed today? Right? So we can have all these things. So picture this. God's working, right? Does this in Mary. And now he's helping Joseph to get through this, right? This situation that could have been really difficult and hard and could have really caused some problems here, right? So he brings this dream to Joseph through this angel. Wow, that's pretty awesome. I know people have had angelic visitations. People have written books about having visitations with angels, different things that have happened to people. So we see how God will give us direction when we need it. Amen. Let me keep going here. Verse 21, it says, and now he gives him what? More direction about what's going to happen with Mary and the baby, right? In 21, he says, and she shall bring forth a son. So the angel even tells him it's going to be a son. Can I get an amen? Right? A son. He says, you're going to have a son, right? Praise God. And then he says, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So not only does the angel tell him, Joseph, Mary's going to have a son, but here's the name. How many know when you have a baby, you got to figure out what name you're going to name the baby? Amen. The angel took care of all that for him. What a blessing, right? Not only is he a son, but here, you're going to call him Jesus. Amen. You know what Jesus means? Savior. Can I get an amen? Savior. Praise God. And what does he say here? He says, you're going to call him Jesus, and he's going to what? Save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. You know what he's saying here? Really, first of all, he's going to save the people, the Jewish people, first of their sins. Can I get an amen? He's talking to the Jewish people, but he's also talking here to what? All mankind today. Can I get an amen? Right? He's talking to all of us that because of this son that was going to come, he had a purpose. Jesus had a purpose to come. Can I get an amen? How many know we have a purpose today? Right? When you become born again, you become saved, God gives you a purpose in this life. Isn't that awesome? And that's important today. We all have to know our purpose, right? But it all started here because of Jesus, right? Because of him coming, his purpose was going to be to what? Save people from their sins. Wow. That's awesome today. How many are saved today? Forgiven. Redeemed. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are not saved. How many know that? Are not redeemed. I shared Wednesday night. I don't have time to get into it today, but I had an opportunity when I was with a client this past week who's a Jehovah's Witness. We really got into some discussion, but she had her grandson there who needed to buy insurance for me, and he came and come to find out that he was raised a Jehovah's Witness, but he's married to his wife who is a Church of God in Christ Christian, and he's neither one now. How many hearing me? He's not a Jehovah's Witness, and he's not a Church of God in Christ, which is called Kojic, okay? He doesn't believe either one. He says, why are there so many religions? Why are there so many denominations? What do you believe? Have you ever heard anybody say that today? You know what I told him? You believe the Word of God. That's the truth, amen. Well, how do you know it's the Word of God? I said, well, I've been walking with him for 39 years, and he has showed me the truth. Since I gave my life to the Lord 39 years ago, my life has been changed. See, nobody can come against your testimony today. How many know that? They can come against the Word of God, and only going to hurt them, right? But how many know today, if you believe and you commit your life to Christ today, you begin to follow the Word of God, you'll be a different person. Can I get an amen? You got to be born again. Amen. So I told him, I said, you know, Mike, I said, I'm going to pray for you that God would reveal himself to you, right? How many know we need revelation, right? And God will show us, right? God will show us what we need in our life. But a lot of people today are out there don't know the Lord, amen? They don't know that, you know what? Their sins can be forgiven, but you got to come to Christ, amen? That's what the season is all about. So see the picture here, right? Joseph is blessed here by the angel of the Lord, amen? He comes and he gives him direction what to do. He doesn't want him to fear. What a tremendous thing that happened here, praise God. So he begins to even share more to him, right? In verse 22, after he tells him, you know what? Jesus is going to come and save all these people from their sin. Verse 22, he says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet. Here we see what? Messianic prophecies were going to begin to come forth. Amen. A lot of prophecies about Jesus from the Old Testament here. But here we see the prophecy from Isaiah, okay? Verse 23 says, and behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is what? God with us. Amen. This is in Isaiah 7:14, almost identical what is in Matthew 1:23 is in Isaiah. All right, for time's sake, I'm not going to go there and show you. But it's the same verse, because this was what? A messianic prophecy of Jesus coming, right? And how he was about to come, right? Prophecy is being fulfilled every day. How many know that? Many prophecies, right? Old Testament, New Testament, we're seeing things fulfilled every day. How many believe his return is getting closer and closer? Amen. Just look at where the world's at, right? When I see where we're at and people are fighting against one another, nations and nations and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and pestilences and all the things that you read in Matthew 24 really makes me say, man, I got to get ready. He's coming. Amen. And we got work to do, right? People need to know the Lord before he comes back. Today, I don't know if you were able to watch any programs, but I watched different ones in the morning before I come to church, kind of encourage me and strengthen me. And Rabbi Snyder, he's on cable, and he comes on in the morning. I've been watching him now for a while and begun to support him because he ministers not only to the Jewish people, but to all, you know, and he goes in Africa, Nigeria. But anyways, he's talking in Revelation today about the judgments of God that are coming. 21 judgments in Revelation 5 and 6, I believe, that are going to come, right? The plagues and the trumpets and the bowls, 21 different judgments that are coming in the last days, during the tribulation and after, right? How many know, I'm not looking forward to that stuff. How about you? How many know today, though, if you're in Christ, your back is covered. Amen? If you know the Lord, you're going to be okay during tribulation and all the things that happen after that. You know, he's coming back for us to take us, right? But nobody knows exactly when Jesus is going to come, right? But we got to look for him, right? We got to be ready. We got to be prepared. Prophecy being fulfilled. Revelation is an incredible book, right? We've taught and preached on different things in there. So prophecies are being fulfilled, right? Here we see the prophecy of what? A virgin that was going to bring forth a son, and his name also was going to be what? Emmanuel, which means God with us, Jesus with us. Let me ask you today, is Jesus with you? Amen. He really wants to be, right? He is, right? When we welcome him into our life, he's with us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. But see, we have to make that step to be with him. Let's look at the last part of this today. Amen. How many are getting blessed so far today? All right. So here we see in verse 24, it says, then Joseph, being raised from sleep. So now he awakens out of the dream. Amen. He's awake now. It says he comes up out of the sleep, and what happens? He says he did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and he took unto him his wife. So, you know what's so important here today that we see that Joseph was obedient. Can I get an amen? If Joseph wasn't obedient, we may not be here today. Can I get an amen? right? What the angel told him to do, it says here when he woke up, he did what was bidden him, right? What was he going to do? He was going to take Mary to be on his side, to be his wife, okay? Even though all this stuff had happened and he had questions and he wasn't sure, right? He knew the angel of the Lord came to speak to him, to encourage him, to give him wisdom, amen? So Joseph becomes obedient and he does what the angel tells him to do. Let me ask you today, has an angel come to you? Right? Has the Lord come to you and spoken to you? I sure hope so, amen? But my question is to you, have you been obedient? Have I been obedient? Because how many know the Lord is going to minister to us and speak to us as time goes on, as we walk this walk with the Lord, right? There's going to be times we're going to need to be in that type of relationship with God, and we're going to need some answers. We're going to need some direction. But let me ask you, when God tells you what to do, if it's through a dream or it's through another person in Christ today or it's through the message you hear from Pastor Rich sometime, are you obedient then? See? It's not enough just to say, Lord, give me what I need. I need wisdom like Joseph did. I need direction. But then when we get it, we got to do it. Can I get an amen? Right? We got to use what God gives us, and we need to then be what? Obedient. The Bible says obedience is what? Better than sacrifice. Say, well, I want to, Lord, I'll sacrifice for you. I'll suffer for you. And how many of sometimes that happens in our life? But God would rather that you just are obedient to him. Can I get an amen? Because God really doesn't want you to suffer. How many know that today? Even though some people think that. They say, oh, you know, the Lord wants me to suffer and go through this thing. No, he doesn't. Read your Bible. God wants you blessed today. God wants you happy today. Amen. God wants you to walk in the joy of the Lord every day. Right? God said, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, right? Even when things go bad, we're supposed to do what? Give thanks in those things. Not for them, but still be thankful in them because God is still with you, amen. He's going to get you through that difficult time, right? How many know how important is our attitude today? Constantly I see that. When I deal with clients or I deal with family or I deal with people here even, our attitude, how was our attitude? Amen. How was your attitude today when you came to church? Were you happy or did you go through something? Right? How many know you can still have a good attitude even in those rough times? Amen. I learned this a long time ago. I heard somebody say it. It was work-related. It says your attitude will determine your altitude. Can I get an amen? I think I need to say that again. I wish I would have made that up. I might have made some money off of that quote. Amen. Your attitude will determine your altitude. How many believe that today? In life, in your regular job or your business, whatever you do, if you have a great attitude, you know what? You're going to be blessed. It's the same way as a Christian today. Our attitude must be good. Must be positive, right? Because it's all positive here. Amen. He wants us to be blessed. So picture this. Amen. Joseph is obedient, and it's a blessing today for us because his obedience has caused us to be blessed 2,000 plus years later. Now, I want you to, a scripture here about Jesus. This might help us a little bit. Maybe if we're going through some things, even today. In Hebrews 5:8, let me read you this scripture. About obedience. I shared some thoughts about obedience. Hebrews 5:8 says this, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Here he's talking about Christ. How many know Jesus suffered for us? Very much, right? He went to the cross, right? His own didn't rejected him, came against them. The religious people of that day persecuted and had him killed, right? It says here that Jesus learned, somebody say learn. You're going to learn obedience by what you go through. Can I get an amen? When you suffer sometimes, you should learn through that experience, right? Right? We can take good out of difficult situations we go through, right, in our life. We have to learn through those experiences. And sometimes, because we've made some mistakes, when we learn through our suffering and we become more obedient, you know what? We won't maybe go through those things again. How many hearing me? Sometimes we bring things to us because of what we've done, right? But Jesus here, we know he was perfect, but it said even he learned because he was the God-man. He came, right? And he went through life like me and you did for 33 and a half years. So even Jesus learned obedience by what he went through. How about that? How much more do we need to as we go through life, right? So that's important that we understand about obedience. My last verse here, verse 25 in this text, it says, and he knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Miraculous, again. This is what a divine story of the birth of Jesus. It says here, now Joseph, what did he do? He says, he knew not Mary till she had her firstborn come forth. What does that mean again? It means here that, you know what? Mary and Joseph had no union together. They had no sexual intimacy together until what? Jesus was born. How many hear me here today? That's miraculous in itself. How many hearing me? When you love someone, your wife, right, your husband, especially when you're young and you're engaged and, you know, a lot of feelings and emotions are going, right? I can remember not too long ago, we counseled a couple about marriage and so forth, and I told them, you know what, you should be not intimate until you get married. And you know what they said to me? That's going to be hard, Pastor Rich. How many know what I'm talking about? Because, you know, that's the flesh, right? You're attracted to your spouse, your partner-to-be. I said, I'll pray for you, amen. I won't tell you what happened after that. But, you know, they had no union, okay? They stayed apart in that sense, okay, until what? The firstborn of Jesus came. That means there was more children. Did you know that? That's why it says firstborn. Right? Interesting here about Joseph, right? And then what happens? Jesus comes forth, and then he calls him Jesus, right? The angel told Joseph what to name him, right? And Joseph here, he names him Jesus, our Savior today. We sang it here today, and I'm going to ask the ladies if they would get ready. We want to do that song that you did, our last song in the praise and worship, because it goes right with the message here today. In Isaiah 9:6, that was the song we sang earlier. Let me read it to you, praise God, because it's powerful, amen. In Isaiah 9:6, this is again another messianic prophecy being fulfilled when Jesus came. In Isaiah 9:6, it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, amen. And the government, now pay attention to this, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Whose shoulders? Jesus' shoulders, right? And his name shall be called what? Wonderful. That's our Jesus today, right? Wonderful. What else? Counselor. You need counsel today. He's the best counselor you can have. And he's free. You don't have to pay hundreds of dollars to go see one. I'm not telling you it's bad to go see a counselor. That's not what I'm saying. But we got the best counselor. His name is Jesus today. Can I get amen? He's what? The mighty God. Our Jesus, who was born in a stable over 2,000 years ago, right? He's the mighty God. He's the everlasting Father. Don't even try to understand that. He's called the everlasting Father, but he's the Son of God. Don't, I'm not even going to try to explain that. Ask him one day about that, right? Because they're all God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? But he's called the everlasting Father. And what else is he called? The Prince of Peace. Wow. What is he? He's the Prince. He's the author of peace today. How many need some peace today? Amen. Right? He'll give it to you what you need today. If you need peace, he'll give you that peace because he's the Prince of Peace today. So let me say this to you as I'm closing, amen, and the ladies can come, get ready to come back up. told you I was not going to be real long today. The birth of Jesus, his story is all divine. Somebody say divine. It's all divine. It's all what? Supernatural today. Amen. He uses man. He used man to bring forth Jesus, right? But it was divine how it happened, okay? It's never happened like that before, and it never will happen like that ever again, how Jesus came to Mary and was incarnated and conceived through the Holy Spirit. Miraculous, right? From above. But today, I said all that to say this to you. Do you know, though, this Jesus that I'm talking about? Amen? Do you know this Savior whose name is Jesus? A lot of people don't know him today. You know, people know, they know about him. For 18 years when I was on this planet, right, when I was born and raised, I was raised in the Catholic Church. You know what? I went to church. I knew about Jesus, though. I didn't ever have a relationship with Jesus until I became 18. Okay? So today, a lot of people know about him. How many know the difference instead of knowing him personally? Amen? I'm asking you today, do you really know him or you know about him? You know your family today. How many hear me? You know your husband today. You know your wife today. You know your sister. You know your brother. You know you have a relationship, right? Today, God wants you to have a relationship with Jesus the same way. That's what I'm talking about. Why? Because he's the Savior of the world. Amen. Why did he come? So he could save us from our sin. That's so powerful today. People will pay millions of dollars for wisdom and knowledge today. Let me tell you, that's the most important news you can give anybody today, especially during the season of Christmas, right? The key is, are you saved from your sins today, right? You can be. All you have to do is what? Come to Christ, right? I'm going to read you my closing scriptures here, and we're going to pray today. In John 3:3, you know these scriptures. This was Nicodemus talking to Jesus. This was a teacher, a rabbi. He didn't even understand about the spiritual birth. Look what Jesus said to him. He said, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man or a woman or a child be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Can I get an amen? You got to be what? Born again. Not physically. You can't be born again physically twice. Spiritually today, you need to be what? Born again. Amen. Otherwise, it says you're not going to see the kingdom of God. How many want to see the kingdom of God? You got to be born again. Not those songs that we have artists sing out there when they meet a certain special person, they became born again. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking spiritually born again here with the Lord. John 3:16, this is my last verse that I'm going to pray with you. For God so loved the world. How many know the world is everybody? God loves everybody in the world, right? He says, God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten son. What's his name? Jesus, who was born in a manger over 2,000 years ago. Why did he give us his son? He said that whosoever believes in him, anybody believe in him today? Yes, you got to believe in him. Whoever believes in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Wow. What a promise today for me and you. Amen. And what do we have to do? We got to believe in Jesus. That's the first step. Not believing in Pastor Rich, okay, because I can't save you. I know you believe in me. I'm your brother. I'm your pastor here. And, you know, understand what I'm trying to say here. But I can't save you today. How many hearing me? If you come to me and say, Pastor Rich, save me so I go to heaven, I can't do that. How many know that? But I know who can. His name is Jesus. Now, I can help you to stay saved. Who's hearing me today? That's why God has me here and my wife and our leadership here. We're here to help you to grow, to be discipled, right? To be strong, right? So you can help others to get saved with this great message, amen? But I can't save you, but I can lead you to the one who saves you. Because today it's all about knowing him, amen? It's about having salvation today. Praise God. So I'm going to ask you to stand with me. I want to pray for those who are watching, but I want to pray for you too. And then we're going to close with this song. All right? And then we'll get ready to go to the restaurant. Amen. How many are hungry? I was hungry on the way here. I said, oh boy, my stomach's already talking to me. I'm going to eat good when we get to Villa Brunetti. Amen? But right now, we should be hungry for the Lord. Hungry for spiritual things, right? Praise God. So I want you to close your eyes with me. And I want to pray with you with every eye closed, because it's not a time to embarrass anybody. This is a time to be serious with God. Those who are watching right now on the internet, this message is for you too. If today you're not born again, I want to pray for you. Praise God. Maybe you were born again, but in the past you've just walked away from God. I want to pray for you. Maybe you backslid. You went back to the way you used to be. God wants to bring you back today. Amen. Because see, Jesus, his birth, his resurrection, all he went through was so why we could be saved from our sins. And I don't want what Jesus did for me to be wasted. How about you today? It was too difficult what he did. It was hard. I mean, you know the message. You come to watch the movie on the 27th, you'll see what Jesus went through with film. Okay? He did a lot for me and you today. So I want to ask you today, are you born again? Praise God. Are you saved? Amen. Those of you watching, are you born again? Church doesn't save you. Oriel can't save you. The church down the street can't save you, but Jesus saves you today. Amen. So I want to ask, if anyone's here, say, Pastor Rich, I want to give my life to the Lord. I want God to forgive me of my sin. I want to repent of my sin. I want to get right with God. If that's you today, I want you to raise your hand to me. Praise God. Anyone here? Say, Pastor, I need to really give my life to Christ. Anybody? I know most of us here. There's a few visitors today. Praise God. Anybody? Say, Pastor, I need to really commit my life to God. All right. Praise God. Amen. I pray that we're all in the right place. So I want to pray for those who are watching. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, every viewer right here, I pray for them, Lord, right now, that the message of the cross, the message of Christmas, Lord, they would accept you into their life. They would say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. Cleanse me today. I believe in you. I believe you went to the cross for me. You died for me over 2,000 years ago. But you rose again from the dead. I receive you as my Savior today, and I make you the Lord of my life. If you prayed that, you're born again today. You're saved. Now you need to begin to follow him. Praise God. So, Father, I thank you for this time right now. We thank you for this message. It's all divine, Lord. The whole story of the birth of Jesus, it's all divine. Thank you for loving us so much to send your son for us. We give you honor and glory today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, praise God. How many are blessed today? How many want to sing now? Amen. All right, Rose is going to lead us. We're going to do this song, and then I'll come back and close and send you off, all right? So let's sing to the Lord this one song about how wonderful